This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. I mentioned having a microclimate in your landscape last week when I talked about a Zone 5 plant. However, what exactly is a microclimate? It's a small area that differs from the surrounding region. The area may be as small as part of your yard or as large as a city. For instance, in my yard, the west side next to my home is a microclimate due to heat from my home and the west sun. Trees, stone, pavement, they all create microclimates. Other buildings, like your next door neighbor's house or fence, will create a microclimate due to shading. If you live on a lake, your landscape will cool off and warm up more slowly. If you live on the top of a hill, it's likely a lot windier. All of those things are something to take into account when selecting plants. You can also create microclimates. For warmer soil more quickly, build a raised garden bed or a berm. That windy area of your yard will change if you plant a windbreak. Rocks absorb heat. You can create a microclimate with boulders or large stone. Or you could remove rock that someone put around your house that's killing your plants by too much heat. Most of you know I'm not a fan of rock used as mulch. Fountains and other water features create microclimates, raising the humidity and temperature. On the other hand, low-lying damp areas of your yard that have no air circulation can collect cold air. I have much more on microclimates on GardenBite.com. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.